The word business transformation has been thrown around a lot lately, especially in this global world or global village, like we like to call it. But what exactly is stopping businesses from being transformative? Hold on and think about that question. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wagit, What's Good in Tech, and I'm your host, Sheon Koshwedo. I have a renowned business transformation expert here with me. I brought her here because she has been able to exponentially transform numerous businesses and produced results-driven strategies and advice that cut across business growth and also the importance of building sustainable relationships. We know that it can be frustrating to stick your head out of a water full of fishes. So she's here to enlighten us on how to successfully navigate through challenges, stopping businesses from being transformative. I know that this is so much of an important discussion, so we're just going to jump right into it. Today's topic is transformative businesses, the showstoppers. Literally, what is stopping businesses from being transformative? We have here Mrs. Bukola Femi Ajala. Welcome to the show, Mom.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so before we get right into the business of the day, we like to do a bit of icebreaker on the show.
Don't break me.
I promise that I wouldn't.
No, that's fine.
So I have a riddle here.
Okay, that's fine.
The riddle goes, I am something. You can either make me, change me, raise me, lose me, or change me. What am I? That's easy, right?
Not that quite. I have a lot of options.
Okay.
But I think you can either break me.
You can either make me.
Make me, raise me.
Change me.
Change me.
Raise me.
Raise me.
Or lose me.
Lose me.
Yeah.
I think I will go for my second option, which will be money.
That's spot on. That's
oh, really? There was
a round of applause.
Oh,
here.
That's good. Boom. Boom.
Okay.
And
okay.
That was my second option anyway. Oh, well, it's fine.
Money, that was spot on. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So we have started on the right terms. Anyway, so just putting out there, transformation. Everybody talks about transformation, mm-hmm. literally, mm-hmm. Especially in the tech world, the global world. The world transformation is thrown out there. But I want to ask you, what is transformation? What does it really mean for a business to be transformed?
Okay, so let's break it down.
Okay.
We talk about business transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two words, right?
Right.
Okay, so we know business.
Mm-hmm.
I will always say business is business.
Mm-hmm.
The business of business is business.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
That's commercial activity that you use to generate income.
Right.
And then transformation is what now? Simply, to the layman's language, is when you have a marked change.
Okay.
For instance, you go into someone's office, you've been there for the past 2 years, and you see that the walls are white, there's light, you know, the furnishing, it's spot on and all that. You say, he or she has transformed.
Right.
So we're talking about a marked change. So when we talk about business transformation, what are we saying now? Literally, we're saying a marked change in the business, which I would like to say it's when you have a fundamental change in the way you do your structure, in the way you do your processes, your people, and of course technology, right?
Mm.
Such that all these things, it is either you are changing them in the whole of the entirety of the organization or in bits or in holes. You might probably want to start with a unit or something. But you see, the truth about it is that you cannot just wake up one day and say, I want to change my people.
Right.
I want to
right.
change my culture.
Right.
I want to change my structure. There must be something driving it, which is still part of the definition of business transformation.
Mm.
And that is to achieve. There is an aim that you have to achieve. It could be that you want to increase revenue, or you want to have efficiency in your operations, or you want to be effective, and also you want to delight your stakeholders. No, so delighting your stakeholders has to do with everyone in the stakeholder chain. You talk about your staff, you talk about your the owners of the company, talk about government, talk about community, talk about your customers. So what am I saying with all this, my grammar, is that when you have identified a particular gap,
right,
you want to change it. That process that you go through is business transformation,
okay,
which has to do with structure. It could be policies, it could be processes, it could be people, and it could be technology.
Okay, so one thing I got from what you just said is first intentionality.
Absolutely.
Then having an aim and objective.
Absolutely.
I have a question in that regard, but let's just hold that thought because we want to break a lot of things down.
For example,
everybody's throwing the word SMEs, small businesses, around. If you meet anybody, they will introduce themselves as a founder of a startup or a small business
and
owner.
And we need a whole lot of that in Nigeria.
Oh, well, so what will you define as a small business based on your experience?
Okay, so I would talk from the Smeden.
Okay.
From the Smeden platform.
Okay.
Because I know CBN also has its own definition.
Right.
The global world has. But because we're talking to Nigerians, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will use the Smeden definition. What they used to classify, according to Smeden, is one, the number of employees.
Okay.
And two, the asset base of the company, okay, which excludes land and, of course, the building.
Mm.
So when we now know the two classifications, so we'll now say, okay, fine. For the micro, once you have between one staff and nine, and your asset base is less than 5 million, you are micro. And incidentally, in Nigeria, we have close to over more than about 39 million micro organizations. Now, to SME, small.
Yeah.
So that is where you have your employees to be 10 in strength, between 10 and 49. And then, of course, your asset base is less than 50 million.
Mm.
And then incidentally, that one, I think we have, as of the last time that I checked, I think we just have about 72,000, which is very, very low. So, but for medium, now, medium is when you have employees between 50 and 200. Some will probably say 250, but let's also even say 200 employees, and then your asset base is anything less than 500 million.
Okay. Okay, so going back to the first thought now, you talked about intentionality, you talked about having an aim before you just jump into a business transformation project. Do you think that business transformation is for any category of business? For example, in my experience, I've had to work with a lot of large corporations, and the mindset or the mentality is that we have been doing this for a large number of years, so it has worked for us. There's no need for us to transform our business. There's no need for us to stop what we are doing when it has worked for us for over 20 years. It has worked for us for over 30 years. So do you think that business transformation is for any category of business?
Probably if I'm sitting down with one of the CEOs, I will probably request for him to answer some of my questions.
Okay.
Because down the line, they must have transformed.
Mm.
There's no way. Transformation is ongoing at any point in time. It's ongoing at any point in time. We talk about the Industrial Revolution.
Mm.
We're talking about even the sixth one now, which has to do with robotics, artificial intelligence, and things like that. It is evolving. So to answer your question, every business needs it. Every business needs it. It does not matter which category you belong. Recently, should I even say recently? We're talking about Facebook. Facebook is big.
Mm. Right.
You want to tell me they did not transform to Meta?
Mm.
Even look at companies during COVID-19. A lot of them transformed their business model.
Mm.
Even large companies, that they now found out that they don't even need their staff to come to work.
Right.
So that means they changed their business model. That means their processes changed, and it's part of business Transformation. So it's all about, you want to achieve a goal and you set to do it. So you either change the culture of the people or you change the way you do business. It could be little, like I said, but, and it could be a big issue. You understand that, hey, we're changing. Like, I remember in those days when I was in the bank, that was when bank was moving from analog, you know, the digital, and it was like, everybody has to get this thing. You just have to work with the computers. Forget all these hard books and all that. You just have to work with the computers and all that. So that was big. And it could even be the small one that, okay, we just want to change the way we do our invoicing.
Okay.
We will no longer use paper. We want to go paperless. So we're going to have an app, an accounting app, that will issue our invoice for us. You have changed your process. So I believe, and I know from my experience as an entrepreneur and also someone who had worked in the bank, you know, for 21 years, that every business needs it. The truth about it is that some don't know that they are going through business transformation. They just believe that, okay, my competitor has done it, so I also have to
need
do
to
it.
Do it.
Right. So that's it.
So in the transformation game or process, what is that thing that you need to identify, or what's that factor that you need to identify to know that your business needs to be transformed?
Okay, as a business owner, the very first thing that you must talk to yourself, I mean, look at the man in the mirror. Why am I going into this business? Are you going in there because you want to be called the CEO, or there is a solution that you want to give? You have identified a problem and you want to come up with a solution for it, and you are the best bet because you have the skills, you have everything to bring about that solution. So now that you know the reason why you want to go into business, you should also realize that customers are changing, their taste is changing. You can imagine if you were deploying fax machines. Who wants to buy a fax machine now? Or a pager?
Right.
You know that people are already changing the way. Even emails now is like, excuse me, you know? You know?
So just do WhatsApp.
Exactly. You know? So it's, you need to recognize that customers are changing.
Right.
And you have to change. You have to adapt to what the customer wants. You can imagine if the customer, some customers are actually tired of you saying that, oh, please wait, let me write your invoice. It's like, excuse me, in this day and age, mail my invoice to me. And you don't want to mail your invoice because you have been, you think you're making money. Before long, if you are actually looking at your figures, you will know that your figures are gradually reducing. Your customers are becoming unsatisfied. So as a business owner, if you are looking at these figures, you will definitely know you have to change the game. And there are some that they know that, okay, it's the culture. I've got to change my culture. I mean, we always refer to one of the big financial institutions that when they arrive, everybody knows that they have arrived. You understand?
Yeah.
It's the way they have cultured them. Because then in the bank, I know that when you see them in the marketplace, you don't need to find out where they are. You already know, you know, by the way they are branded. So everybody needs that business transformation. You just need it if you really want to survive. I mean, if the likes of Facebook can actually say, hey, everything, because now Facebook, Instagram and all that, and he now says, look, I need to change my business model. And it's not all the time you will change your name, but he changed his name to Meta. You understand? And of course, if you find out from him, he will tell you the reason why. And I know big organizations have also done that as well. I mean, big organizations have done that. I mean, for time, I don't think I need to begin to mention, but at least I've mentioned one. Yeah.
Okay, so from what you've said, transformation is good.
Yes.
So why are businesses not transforming? Like you mentioned, it is observed, or you can observe that customer needs are changing, consumer needs are changing every day. You observe that your revenue is dropping. You observe that even competition is doing something different. But yet, not to mention a couple of brands that have that were first introduced, or they were one of the pace setters or one of the trendsetters in the market. But because they refused to transform, even though they identified some of these trends that were affecting the business, but because they refused to transform.
You want to talk about BlackBerry?
BlackBerry. I want to talk about BlackBerry.
I want to talk about Kodak. Is it Kodak?
I want to talk about Kodak. Okay, since we're putting it out there, I want to talk about these brands. Competition is changing. Consumer needs are changing.
Absolutely.
But yet, it's quite obvious, even to me as a consumer. But yet you have refused to change. So what is stopping these businesses from changing?
Okay, so I will not generalize that all businesses are not transforming. So maybe we'll talk about those who have refused to transform. Then they have a big problem. They have a big problem. So it could be one, they don't even know the reason why they're in business. Maybe it's the issue of copycatter, if I can use that word. I know it's a Nigerian word that we have coined into our lexicon, that, oh, she's doing this, let me also do it. You don't know the reason why she did that. Probably she had seen that, oh, my customers love to have their hair being packaged nicely, like you're packaging perfumes and all that. I saw a package of it and I was wondering, what is in this package? And by the time I opened it, oh my God, it was just here. And I was saying, really? They have really, really transformed their business. Unlike before that, you just put the thing inside, you know, the polythene bag and all that. So it's an issue of, hey, somebody's doing it, let me do it.
Mm.
You need to be intentional. Why am I doing this?
Find your why.
You must have looked at it, the need for you to transform. And there must be a scope. It is either you are saying that I want to improve my customer service, or I want to improve the way I deliver my products, you know, to my customer. For instance, I will use two distributors of smartphones. One of them, up till now, when you want to buy, you know, as a distributor, you will send, you know, the WhatsApp message to the account officer, and then he confirms, he says, oh, we have this, or we don't have this. Okay, and then based on what they have, you will now have to go and pay. And then they will check after 6 hours, you know, then you go collect your goods at the warehouse. Now, there is another competitor who says, you know what? I understand what my customer wants, and I want, you know, to operate the way I think my customer wants. So what is this guy doing? Developed an app. All you just need to do is go on the app every day. They have uploaded the available devices. So you pick the quantity, and then you pay. And then within 1 hour, the dispatch rider is in front of your shop to deliver. You understand? So that is that person who understands that customers are changing. So before you know what is happening, a lot of other people were now complaining. In fact, funny enough, they had to have a meeting to say, you know what, you are stealing all our customers. But that is someone who understands that I have to transform my business to meet the needs of my customers. So one, they might not understand that they need to change. Probably they still feel that they are still good with their figures, not knowing that even if you are still good with your figures, you can't say, oh, I'm making 100 million and I'm okay with 100 million, when really your potential should be making about 200 million. So it's an issue of what is your forecast. Right, so some of them might not know. And then some of them might not even understand what it takes. They might not even have the expertise. And then, you know, some of us Nigerians, because now I'm putting myself with Nigerians, you know, so they know that I'm with them. But I will also tell them that it's not too good. We don't like to pay for services. Once you see a consultant to say, you know what, yes, this is the way we're going to go, and I'm going to charge you for this. The next thing is, don't worry, I can do it myself. But not knowing that your capacity, your knowledge is just limited. You cannot put it side by side with somebody who is an expert who has experience in these things. So some of them actually do it and they don't see through it, right? So, and then of course, some of them don't believe that if I want to transform a business, I need time. It's not like putting something in the microwave. For instance, you want to change the culture of service delivery. Excuse me, you need quite a lot of time, because one of the things that you will do is to change the mindset of the people. Like my former MD will say, when he says that, what are the three most important things a good organization will need? He will say, number one, people. Number two, people. Number three, people. Because it's the people that will drive. Even if they are using an app, you know, it's an issue of garbage in, garbage out. So if the people are not trained, you won't get it. So you also have to know that the people also matter. And then another thing that happens, that people do not really do so much of the business transformation, is that they believe that they don't need to carry everybody around. If you want to transform your business, either partially or wholly or whatever it takes, you know, there are all kinds of different transformational processes. You know, some are slow paced, some they will say some you can sprint about it, some you can go all out, and then some are negotiated, you know, and all that. Whatever it is that you want to do, you need to carry people along. You need to explain. It's like you're talking about a change management process. You can't just come in as the CEO and say, today we are stopping the issue of writing invoices. We are now going on apps that will do the invoice. It's like, excuse me. You need to carry everybody around. You let them know why they need to change and let them see the benefits of changing. You understand? Of embracing technology. So some CEOs don't do that. They believe that it's nothing. And that's why when they start somewhere along the line, they don't end up well. But for those who really understand it, oh, they have good results out of it. So I'm just encouraging everybody, when it comes to business transformation, no matter how small it is, it might even be your customer satisfaction criteria. I know someone who says that, as long as you walk into my office, you must feel good.
Okay.
You must feel good. You understand?
I do.
So even if that is it, you must transform your business in that way. That is, you're looking at your processes, even from the security man. How does the security man greet you? Mm. It's part of it. Then who opens the door? And then even the reception. You understand? So because what you want to achieve is that everyone that walks into your office, customer satisfaction, they must feel good. So there are measuring indices. You want to say that, okay, when they walk in, the security man greets them beautifully, well, friendly, and then somebody opens the door. And then, of course, in terms of the climate, the environment, it's warm. And it's not warm. It's friendly. Let me use the word friendly. Mm. And then, of course, they have a good seat. And then you can offer them maybe water or tea, whatever it is, whatever you want to do, such that anybody that goes in there will say, wow, this is nice. Mm. I will come back again. So depending on whatever you want to do, you must have your indices to measure. Because it's not just about saying, I want to go on business transformation process.
Right.
But you must be able to say that when I get to that journey, it's like, I want to go to Ibadan. When I get to Ibadan, how do I know it's Ibadan? I must see a signal that welcome to Ibadan.
Okay.
So it's the same thing with this, that when I get to that, after I have done all these things, what do I want to see? I should be able to measure that, yes, I have gotten there.
Just taking you back to your last thoughts, you were speaking and I was thinking, there seems to be a thin line between branding and transformation. Do you want to speak on this a bit?
Okay, now, branding and transformation, you know, like I said, when you notice that there is a gap and you want to address that gap, in business, what you do is business transformation. So if you know that you want to work on the perception of people about you, what do? You just attack your branding. Because when we talk about branding, it's what people know about you, what you have placed in the minds of people, you know, so that when somebody mentions you, the name of your company, something strikes that,
oh, perception.
Excellence. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, very dirty people or uncaring people. Mm-hmm. They are not customer friendly. Oh, those ones, I found one I know, you know, or wow, spot on. So it's an issue of what do you want people to know, to say about you, the perception of people about your company, about your services, about your product, even about you. We talk about personal branding as well. Mm-hmm. That when they mention Buki Femi Angela, what will they talk? When they mention Shion, what will they say? You understand? So that's so it's part of transformation. If you want to change the perception of people, you know, to talk about that, then transformation. So it's embedded in it.
Okay. Okay. So let's just move a bit to this era of technology. The word technology is thrown everywhere, honestly, just like transformation. Do you think that it's overflogged or is one of the key catalysts of transformation, especially for businesses?
Honestly, if I can stand up and stamp my feet and do everything that I need to do. In this day and age, we're talking about the sixth industrial revolution, where we talk about artificial intelligence, human, robotic, and all the things that they talk about. It's embedded in technology. Talk about cloud computing, talking about blockchain, all kinds of funny things coming up here and there. So there is no way you want to transform and you not embrace technology. Technology is key. And for some of us that have read this book by Jim Collins, Good to Great, it talks about technology being an accelerator. Being an accelerator. So once you have your processes and your structures intact and you have everything, you now want to accelerate. You embrace technology. Not even in this age that you will not embrace technology. We're talking about the 5G now, right? Another network provider has entered the market alongside with another one. I don't want to mention their name, you know, but we all know. So they're talking about 5G. So and a lot of things will happen. Talking about education, talking about hospitals, talking about even the fashion, media, everything is going to change with technology. And the way we do business also is going to change. Right now, there was a time I stumbled on a particular video clip, and I think it was Amazon or something like that, or a shop or something that you don't even need your card, you don't even need anything. Once you scan and you go in there, you pick everything, and before you know what is happening, you just have bang, bang, bang in your account. Mm-hmm. You know, that's technology. That's technology. So it's key. It's key, Shion. It's really, really key in the transformation. And it's because we are in that industrial revolution. That's
it. Okay, thank you. So, Mrs. Bukola, final thoughts?
That's right.
There's a small business out there looking at transforming their business or his or her business. What are the three steps or what advice will you give to a business owner trying to exponentially transform his or her business?
Okay, I think the first thing I will probably find out from them is why are they in business? Why do they exist? Which one can actually get from their vision and their mission statement. Some of them do not even understand. They just believe that, okay, everybody does vision, everybody does mission, you know. So you want to find out what exactly is, why they exist in. And then you want to look at what they're doing now. Does it gel or it's just off? You understand? Then you want to sit down with them that, okay, this is what you have said you want to do, but this is what you are doing now. Let us identify those gaps first that we want to fill. So if you say you are the best in something, then what are your competitors doing? Mm. You've got to excel more than them.
You know, so if you say that, okay, it's service delivery, or it's my accounting package, or it's my delight. I want to be sure that in terms of government, I do not run foul of it. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, then we now look at it and say, okay, fine. We have to list those things out, those gaps. So that is where I talk about intentionality, that must be key. Then the next thing is we must carry everyone along. I call them the stakeholders. Even if it's the cleaner, like somebody was trying to transform the way customers, I mean, it was really practical, okay. The way customers, you know, are served. And I had to tell the person that you've got to start from the security man that opens the gates. Because that is your image. That's the first person your customer sees. So if your security guard feels, you can't go out. You understand? You've messed it up. So you need to look at that and then carry everybody along. I call them the stakeholders, right? And then, of course, you've got to devote time and you've got to devote money. It's not a microwave thing. You've got to take it in stages. And of course, capital with your measuring indices. That, okay, by so-so time, we should have gone over this. By so-so time, we should have gone over this. So you know you are improving. Because if you don't have that, then how do you know that you are improving?
Right.
So those are the critical things I would probably advise. There are other things because there are steps towards it. But I think those are the things that can send an helicopter view of the processes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mrs. Bukola.
Thank you for having me.
We have come to the end of today's show. That's right. I have gotten four things from today's conversation. Where business transformation is concerned, first, identify the problem. Have an aim or objective. You have to be intentional about business transformation first. See business transformation as an investment. That's right. Finally, carry everybody along.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Bukola Femiadala, for your time. It has been an entirely educative conversation today on the show. We've come to the end of today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Today's topic was on transformative businesses. What are the showstoppers? Today's show was also sponsored by SMERP, S-M-E-R-P, a small business enterprise resource planning solution that exponentially transforms businesses and takes them literally from 0 to 100. Ladies and gentlemen, join me next time on the show. If you haven't subscribed to the WAG It podcast, hit the subscription link below and subscribe. I remain your host, Shion Koshwedo. Till we meet again.